Hello, welcome to Daily Dose of D Relaxation, Introduction, Day 2. Welcome back. I'm so glad that you're choosing to take this journey of self-discovery for yourself to expand on your knowledge and your growth and health of mind, body, spirit, and emotion. Today, we're going to talk about the way parts of us can get scattered and how that can affect how we walk through the world. Imagine for a moment your body and all of the places that you go from day to day. You wake up in the morning and you're at home or maybe in a hotel, someone's home, and from there you may go on a subway, your vehicle, airplane, train, into an office, some other workspace, travel. You may be working with parents or children, teaching, working with business opportunities. You may also have things going on in the evening, whether you're spending time with friends, family, co-workers, ailing parents, small children, and any other event that may show up on a daily basis. If you think about this for just a moment, picture how many places your body, mind, soul, and spirit occupies throughout a day, a week, or a month. It's a lot. Oftentimes, when we are so busy, we're running from place to place, thing to thing. What happens is we leave parts and pieces of ourselves wherever we go and wherever we are. Imagine it as though you're on a beach. You're wearing sandals. Doesn't matter how much you try to clean off your feet or the sandals, you're going to carry some of those droplets of sand with you. It's going to leave that beach, so that beach will forever be changed and those sand particles have left. If that happens enough, the beach is going to erode and it's not going to be complete and healthy. That's what happens to our mind, body, and soul when we are out and about too much and we don't bring those parts of ourselves back so that we can feel complete and feel whole. It's important that we plug into this every day. We're going to begin that journey to learn how to notice when parts of us are not with us and learn how to bring the parts of you back so you can feel whole and complete inside. Take a moment now to get comfortable. Whether you're sitting, laying down, taking a walk, any place but in a vehicle, allow yourself to come back to you. As we talked about in day one, take some breaths at your pace, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Allow your soul and spirit to land in your body, settling into your breath. Settling into whatever you're sitting on or laying on. Making sure that you have about 15 minutes where no one is going to bother you. This is your time. Learning how to do this is really, really important. And you will be surprised how much more energy you're going to have every day if you learn how to bring the parts of you that are scattered back home to you. Continue breathing, relaxing. If you have thoughts going through your mind, don't pay them any attention. Don't worry about it. Just come back to your breath. start slowly thinking about some places that you have been over the past few days. Whatever that first place is for you, in your mind, go there. And physically and emotionally and mentally, see and feel if there's a part of you that you left there. Do you have thoughts of things that need to still happen? Or did you rush out of a place and leave part of yourself there? Very gently think about breathing that part that you left there. Breathe it right back into your heart. So as you breathe in through your nose, bring that feeling of what you left into your heart. With every in-breath, checking to make sure that all parts of yourself, mind, body, emotions, and spirit are coming back to your heart. Letting whatever part that is land in your heart, in your soul. Let's go to another place in space. It may be work, parents, children, daycare, an argument that you had with someone. Whatever it may be, any part of yourself that you feel mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in this place, call it back to you now. Breathe that scattered part back to your heart and your soul. Wherever it is, no one is going to know what to do with it anyway. It's your thoughts, your emotions, your tasks, whatever it is. Breathe that part back to your heart and your soul. Now, move to the next situation. Has there been something in the past few days or a week that has been extremely overwhelming? Go to that situation. Whatever the overwhelm is, the part that you left there, whether something feels unsaid, undone, unfair, incomplete, bring the part of yourself that is your whole self that you cannot do anything about anyway. Breathe that back to your heart and your soul. They aren't going to know what to do with it. We have to remember that. It's your job to be whole and complete inside of you. Nobody can do that for you. Allow yourself to bring that overwhelming feeling, wherever it may be left, back to your heart and your soul. Next, notice if there's any place where you were running and tasking and going from place to place to place and you left a part of yourself somewhere, maybe a school, a daycare, your workplace, the gym, any place where you've been, church, it can be anywhere where you were running and going so fast that you ended up leaving a part or a piece of yourself there. Sometimes we do that unintentionally to try to feel better, that things will get taken care of. And we leave feeling more exhausted, but feeling at least like we've gotten something accomplished. That doesn't help. Notice where you may have left a part of yourself to run to the next task and bring that part back to your heart and your soul. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Lastly, imagine your body looking like a mirror that is mostly all intact now, but there's a few little chips or fragments that are still missing in that mirror when you look at yourself and see your reflection. And go out and find the little extra shards, pieces of mirror or glass that need to come back to yourself. Take a moment and go find those parts and pieces. Breathe them back into your heart and soul. Once you've done that, look in the mirror and see the beautiful vision of you, complete and whole. As you look now in the mirror and you see your reflection, your beautiful face, your beautiful heart and soul, take a few deep breaths and appreciate and see who you really are in this whole state. Notice how you feel now that you've brought all of these parts and pieces of yourself back to you. Do you feel calmer? Do you feel more in your body? Do you have a better understanding of how we leave parts of ourselves in so many places and why this feels so exhausting? Take a moment to honor the work that you're doing and to honor your beautiful mind, body, spirit, and emotional self, that you're learning a lot more about you and how to take care of you and how beautiful you are. Very gently bring yourself back to your physical body, again wiggling your fingers and your toes. Maybe even smiling just a little or a lot. Your homework is going to be noticing as you go about your day, where you may have left a part of yourself, where you may feel a bit scattered. You can stop at any moment and take 2 minutes or even a minute. Close your eyes and call those parts back to you whenever you need to do that. This is always at your disposal. Gently and softly, bring yourself back to your body, into your space, into the room. Thank you for spending some time with me today. I appreciate all that you are and all that you're becoming. I look forward to talking again with you tomorrow. Have a blessed, blessed day.